This is October 16th, 1976, a second visit. Subject number 9, Isadora, father and daughter.
Remember this room? Huh?
Yeah, you do, huh? Okay, we have three things. There's a wordless storybook in here. We'd like you to make up a story to tell her. And this is a take-apart car. It comes, has lots of pieces.
Yeah,
they could be taken apart. And under here, we have some toys and food containers and money and things like that. And we'd like you to play store with her. Okay? And the whole thing will last a half hour, and so that you're not keeping your eye on the clock, just do them in whatever order. Make sure you get to all three of them. And if you happen to be running over in time, someone will tap on the booth and let you know to move on to the next thing.
Okay.
Okay? And could you try to stay in this area because we've got our TV camera and,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
Okay. We'll come and get you.
You want to play the store first?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. What?
You have to take off the cover.
I have to take the cover off?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look at all that.
So we have to take all the way off, though.
All the way off. Okay.
Nope.
That. Okay. What if we were shopping for breakfast? What would we want to get?
I don't know. You tell me. Well, first, you have to get some dollars.
Some dollars? Oh, okay. You can tell me about the money in here?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, goodness.
Say you pick purple, orange, and green.
Purple, orange, and green. What else? Isn't there another color here? What's this?
Blue.
Blue. Oh. Oh.
And then...
And you're going to sell me some...
And then here we have real money.
Real money? Oh. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now... What if I wanted some tea? How much money would it cost to get some tea?
Eight? Yeah.
Eight? Well, where is the tea? If you're going to sell me some tea, you got to find the tea. Oh, that's kind of coffee cream. You see tea?
That's the tea.
Oh, that's the tea in the can already. This is a box of tea that they sell in the store.
Yeah.
Whoops. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kind I like, or is this the kind you like?
That's the spicy kind.
Spicy kind. Oh. Okay, but we were gonna go shop for some breakfast food, right? I want a good cereal. Can you find a good cereal in your store for me?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of good cereal is there?
There's drinks here too.
And drinks too.
You can have hot dogs.
Not for breakfast. Well, look, I know I want some milk. Can I have one of these?
Yeah.
How much milk is that?
10. I think it's $2. So I'm gonna put
$2 for that? Oh, okay. How much do I have to give you?
10.
Is this 10?
Oh. Maybe not.
Maybe not?
Maybe I have to give you 4 or 5.
Here's 10.
Thanks.
Okay. Can you tell me about all the things that you have in the store? What else would I want for breakfast? Mm-hmm. Oh, don't mess it up like that. It's just...
Well, how about if I give you some Oreos, like Oreos?
For breakfast?
No, I'm just gonna give you this
one. Oh, it's for pretend.
Yeah.
It's just a pretend box.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
What?
This is for real.
That's for real, okay. Yeah, you're right. How about that? That's Sanka. Oh, we can't make it. And this is a diet shake, strawberry diet shake. Okay. So, let's see. What else do you have here? Let me see. Do you know what this is? Another empty box. This is lasagna. It's like noodles.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's like spaghetti or noodles.
Okay.
Serve it with, what does it look like on here?
It's spaghetti.
Oh, but what's all that?
Cheese.
Cheese.
So
look, there's a store here, and there are plates here, so you could serve me something. How about cooking me up some hot cereal?
Oh,
you have a stove?
Yeah, that's my stove. Can we?
No, that's a sink. This is the stove.
Yeah.
And it's got the grill on the top.
You tell me.
What's that? A bench?
Yeah. Tell me what. You tell me how much this would be, and I'll tell you.
Oh, well, look, it says so right on here. It says, 49 cents.
Okay, let's see if I have a 4 in here. I'm not sure I have a 4 in here. Nope.
You don't have any 4s on that register, you're right.
No, but I'll just make it 5.
Oh, just make it 5 instead. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to read you that story now?
No, not yet. What's that?
That's just a car outside. Just a car.
Is it a cup for some milk?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Some cream.
Cream? Oh, you're going to make me coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it too hot to drink right away? Just put cream in it.
Yeah, but I can put
more cream.
More cream.
What?
That's all.
Alright, who's that for?
You.
Oh, well, then give it to me. I'll drink it. Oh, forgot sugar.
I'm sorry.
Forgot sugar. Where's the sugar? Is there any sugar in it? Yes, sugar.
Where?
Just a teaspoon. It takes a long time to make a cup of coffee down there. That's very good. It's better than mine, right?
Mm-hmm. What? How about if you ask me how much this is?
Oh, how much is that Nestle's Quick store lady?
Ten.
Ten? Why do you say it's worth 10? It's got numbers on it, look. What's that? Next to the 9.
4.
That says 49. 49 cents.
Okay.
It's another one you don't have on the register. That's 25. 10. 35.
I
want to
get.
What?
I want to get that one away. So.
How do you get them away? Do you have to hit?
Also, some numbers.
No. You hit this and it'll go away. Whoops! What dropped?
No. Okay, no.
Oh, baby, you've got gas again, don't you?
I have to have this in the
door. That's too close.
Move it out the door. Not like
not
that.
Not like that? It has to be like that for you?
Yeah. Okay.
What? What are you going to give me? You're going to give me money back? I'll give you $1.
No, you don't have to give me $1.
I'm buying that, am I not?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then I give you money, and you give me money back. What did you give me back?
Money.
Yeah, but how what is this?
Quarter.
And this one?
Dime.
Nickel.
What?
Nickel.
Nickel.
And this one?
Dime. Quarter.
No, this one's a nickel. This one's a quarter. This one's a nickel. This one is a...
dime.
No. What's the other one called?
Hey!
Penny. There's really stuff in there!
Yeah!
Oh, let's not open it up. We don't have to open it up to play this game.
No,
what?
Have
I have to keep it?
Yeah, you have to keep it.
Just for the game.
Before
what?
You take it, I'm going to shake it up for you.
Why are you shaking it up?
Because I want to be nice.
Maybe it's
cold.
Just sand in there. Doesn't
Maybe.
Sound like it's full, does it?
Oh, yes, it is.
It is full. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a bag for me to pack this away in?
Oh, yes, I
oh,
do.
Oh, you do. Do I have to pay you for the bag, or does it come free?
It comes free.
Food shopping. Is this the name of your store?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. So,
what else would you like?
Well, I'm still looking for a breakfast cereal for you. We never got to answer that question.
Well, I have macaroni.
That's not a breakfast cereal.
No, I meant chips. I mean cat.
What? I mean that one of this one or this one. That's what I mean.
Okay. This would be 11 cents. I mean 10 cents a man.
10 cents?
Yeah, so here's 10 off.
Good 10. Right. Oh, now I can pay you 10 cents?
Yeah.
If I give you a quarter, that's 25 cents. Now you give me back some.
What should I give you back?
A dime and a nickel.
Just this kind?
No. Yeah. How about 3 nickels? 3 of these nickels. I'm going to win on this deal. How do I just put one in my bag? In my shopping bag?
What? Oh, yeah.
The cereal that I just bought. Do you sell any hammers in this store?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But the most thing you...
What?
Who
did
you take this?
Okay.
The
four. Okay, then I think I'm done shopping right now. I don't have to pay you for this one. Then. Here, I'll pay you for this. Now let's pretend we're going to go home, and then I'll read you that book, okay? I want to see what that book is all about, don't you?
About a cat and a lady and a policeman.
It is? Where
yeah.
is the book? Did you remember where that...
Yeah,
oh, it's in the book.
Yeah, but I want to read the car first.
Car first? You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to read the book first?
We'll do that.
Oh, look at this car.
I told you. We don't have to sit down there. We have to sit down here.
All the way on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to
figure
out how to put it back together, though.
Oh, are we going to take it apart?
Yeah.
Oh. How did you take it apart last time? You want to play with it by taking it apart?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the way we do it.
Yeah. That's the way it's done.
Yeah.
So are you going to do it all by yourself or do you want some help?
No, I need some help.
Well, you got the tire out pretty quickly.
Now I take it out.
What is that you're taking out now? Whoops.
Yeah, I need some help.
Oh, you want me to do it? You're doing it okay all by yourself,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but I need your help.
Oh, okay. You want me to do one side?
I'll do this other side.
You don't even need to use those tools. Why don't we try to use the tools anyway?
Yeah, but I need the screw guy.
Oh, okay. What is this one called?
A wrench.
No.
Something to hold up the tires low.
Oh, it's a jack for the tires?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Who taught you that?
My mommy last time.
That was a good guess.
Mm. You're going to have to help me with the stuff. Because I don't know. Because I don't want to
but it's right where the horn is on my car, right in the middle of the steering wheel. That's why I was pretending it was a horn. Look at this. What's that supposed to be?
That's supposed to be...
right there.
Yeah, it goes right there because that's the top of the paw.
What is it for?
It's a paw.
It's in the front.
Let me take it.
Oh!
The motor.
The motor?
Yeah, let's not take it out because it'll be sad if we take out the motor.
Why would it be sad? Muffy, why would you be sad if we took out the motor?
No.
Can I take out the front bumper?
Oh, yes, we can.
Can I take a tire off? Can I take this tire off?
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, boy, there's so many pieces to this car.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to put it back together again? What? Muffy, did you just take it apart last time you were here, or did you put it back together again also?
We took it apart and put it back together again.
We did. You did with Mommy?
Yeah.
Took it all the way apart?
Yeah. No, just a couple of pieces.
Just a couple of pieces?
Yeah.
Did it take more time to take it apart or more time to put it back together? Oh, look at this. It's going to come all the way apart.
Don't take that part off. No? That's where the tools are supposed to be.
No, I'm just taking this wheel off. Oops. You know, big people don't.
What? What, Daddy?
I'm saying big people. Don't need to use a tool on this toy because you can do it just with your fingers when you get big. Whoops, big fingers. Yeah, you got it. Oops.
Let's not take it all.
No? Now do you want to start putting it back together?
No, we're not going to put it back together yet. I'm going to put it on this toy, so I need this. Okay. You tell me how to hold it.
Oops.
What?
That piece of wood was coming out.
What?
There you go.
Okay.
Now, should I put on one tire and you put on the other?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, but I'll just put on the tire. That's
cool. Oh, do you remember which one was in the back? No?
This was the one that was in the back.
Oh, that one's really low?
Yes, we can't use it.
Oh. How are we going to ever get it fixed?
Well, we can fix it. We don't have to fix it. We have this tire.
Oh, okay. Does this one go back here?
Yeah.
And where's the... Oh, there's a black one. Go away last. Whoops. Make up a story. Why don't you make up?
You make up the story.
I make up the story?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's in the book? Who are the people?
The boy, lady, the policeman, the cat.
Where are they, Muffy?
In the pictures.
In the pictures. Oh, I mean, are they in the city? Or are they in the park? Why are you taking it off?
Because that's the one.
You want to sit on my lap so that we can both see?
Yeah. Look up the stories.
Okay, here's the lady walking down the street with her cat in a carriage. She's wearing a funny little hat. Walking by the red flowers. And you know what? I don't think that's a lady. I think that's a little girl dressed up like a mommy. Doesn't that look like a little girl? So the little girl's playing with her cat, pretending the cat is a doll. And she walks along, and she's going to pick some flowers. Does that look like a dandelion?
What?
The flower, does that look like a dandelion? this? There's the policeman. He's got his whistle, he's got his hand up, and he's stopping this little boy.
Why?
His tricycle.
Why?
He's directing traffic. He's got a little badge. And you know what?
What?
I don't think that's a real policeman. I think that's a boy dressed up as a policeman.
He?
Isn't that?
Yeah.
You know why I know?
Why?
Because he looks short, just like that little boy on the tricycle. And it looks like that suit is a little bit too big for him. So the little girl comes up to him and she says, oh my goodness, my little baby is gone. My little baby disappeared from my carriage. What can I do? What can I do? Help me, help me. And the policeman turns around and the cat shows up. He says, there's your little cat. And everybody's looking and pointing at the little cat. The cat still has a little bitty smile because he's still playing a game. He's still playing a game.
Why?
Well, I don't know why, but he's having fun. Everybody's having fun pretending. And the policeman tries to go catch the cat, and he dropped his whistle, and he trips, and he falls down. Falls down.
And Rachel goes,
yeah, she's in with Mommy. Don't worry about that. She's just cooing. And look, she says, chase my child. And the policeman chased him, fell down. His whistle fell. And here's this little boy, and he thinks it's kind of funny right now. Who's that on his shirt? Remember that is?
Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, Batman.
That's funny. He's got a Batman on his shirt and cowboy boots. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they keep on chasing him. And there's a little boy policeman. Chasing the cat, and now the cat's getting angry. Look at those eyes on that cat. The cat's getting angry. He's going into this, what is that, a tunnel? I think that's a big pipe.
I wonder why he's going under.
I think he's
going
to try to hide again. Look, the policeman's chasing him. The girl is looking at what's happening. What's that guy doing with his hands in his pockets? Is he helping?
Maybe.
How can he be helping if he's got his hands in his pockets?
I don't know.
Could you do me a favor?
What?
When I read your story? You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So let's see what happens next. This is a longer story than I thought it would be. What? That's the one. I think that may be the same one that was at our house. So look. Looking at one end of the pipe, and the policeman sticks his head in, and the little boy is sitting on the pipe, and the mommy is looking at what the policeman is doing. But the pipe goes through a little tiny hill, and out the other side, the cat's already out, and he's poking his head down. He looks at the policeman at the other side of the pipe. That's funny.
Yes, it is.
The policeman comes out, and he doesn't see anything, and he falls. Kaplunk! And the mommy comes through the pipe, but before she falls coming out of it, she sees the cat. Mm-hmm. Look at that cat's face now. He's still trying to run away. And the policeman isn't very happy. And the girl isn't very happy. So the policeman helps the little girl down out of the pipe. She's about to step on her pearls. Look at that. She's going to step on those pearls. So the policeman is helping her down. And she falls. Boom. Right on the policeman and knocks him over again. And his hat falls off. And her hat falls off. And look, the cat's coming back. The cat's coming back down to see what's happening. And they both fall. They go splash. It looks like there's water there. Right? Little waves coming out. And look, the cat goes back into the pipe. And they're all wet, but they see the cat's coming. Look, her hat fell on his head.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Oh, so now they go up and they're going to chase the cat again. And they chase him through the pipe. First, the little girl goes in. And now the little boy goes in. And then look, they get to the other end of the pipe. And the second little boy has caught the cat. And he's about to give it back to them. But the cat jumps up on the policeman's head. at that. And he's scratching him and pawing him and tickling him. Just like that. He's climbing all over him. And the little policeman can't do anything about it. That's what happens. And the mommy is angry at the little boy. He's pulling his ear. And I don't know why that's doing. Because the little boy put the cat on the policeman's head. That was a silly thing to do.
Yeah.
And now the cat goes running up a tree. And that little policeman is really mad. Look at his face. It's scratched now. The cat. You wouldn't like it if the cat went scratch, scratch, scratch. Is that like what Rover does to you? Does he scratch, scratch, scratch?
Yeah. Sometimes he does that.
Rover, a yellow cat?
No.
I've never seen a yellow cat like that before. So the policeman is chasing up the cat up the tree, and the cat goes to another branch, and the mommy is crying because he thinks the cat is going to escape. The little boy is pointing up at what's happening. All of a sudden, the policeman finally catches the cat right behind the neck, right like that. Right, go. Cats aren't ticklish right back there, not like you. Boy was happy over here, and now he's sticking out his tongue. And the little girl was sad over here, and now she's smiling. That's funny. The girl gets happier. But that branch isn't big enough for everybody. And the little boy lost his balance. And he dropped the cat. And the mommy caught the cat. But look, that branch is breaking. He lands on the second little boy.
Yeah.
Look, the leaves are falling down and the branches falling down. Oh, it looks like the little policeman hurt his foot because he's using the branch to walk like a cane.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the cat and the policeman and the mommy. And the little boy is in the carriage all of a sudden. Oh, that's funny because the cat was there at the beginning. So they finally get home, and there's the policeman sitting down, and he doesn't look too happy. And there's the little boy in the carriage, and he's had a fun time. And there's the cat, and the mommy is going off into the house. Oops. What happens at the end? What is she wearing now? What is it?
That she's a nurse.
She's pretending to be a nurse.
Hi, Mr. Addison. My name's Janet Fardell. I'm also associated with the project.
Hi.
Hi, Muffy.
Hi.
I have a present for you, Muffy. Just for today's visit.
Oh, look at that.
You know what that is? Who is that?
Who is that?
Do you want to try it, Muffy?
You want to try the puppet? What? What? I think he's being shy. You want me to try it? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're telling me? What? Yes, shake your head. What are you... Why all of a sudden... You know, this looks like you're Bert and Ernie, because I can make you bite your nose, and I can make him bite Ernie's nose.
I think that's Big Bird.
It's close. Big Bird is yellow all over, though, right? That's a nice one, though. This one has the orange legs. Yes. Look, he's so soft. But
we're all done with this part of your visit, and right now, if you would accompany me to the room next door, I'm going to ask you some questions, and Sandy's going to come in and ask Muffy some questions and play some games. Does that sound good, Muffy?
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a nice present. She was just asking about that sparkler you got the last time, right? Well, we can still find it.
Is it still working?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, it got a lot of use for the first couple of hours, and then it got put away for a while, and because it was... It can do wonders to furniture on the edges.
Mm.
You know?
I thought about that.
Come on. Oh, wait, oh, Sandy's coming in?
Yeah, wait 1 second.
Okay.
I'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Fluffy, you want to play some games with me? I have some games I want to play with you now.
We'll be back later, Muffy.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Look what I have here. I've got a book of pictures, and I have some blocks. Would you like to play with me? Uh-huh. Okay. We're going to let Jean out of here.
Hey, Muffy. How was the corner? Is this machine still running? Shall we?
Yeah, let's leave it.
Let it run. Who's this? Where's the mommy?
Who's that?
I don't know. I think she's with Esther.
Good. I mean, what room did they go
to? They went there. Who's that? Let's see you put your hand in that bird. Let's see you do it.
Is that your favorite character?
You like that one. We thought you were going to like that one.
What's his name? Is his name Little Dog?
No.
What is it?
Hi, Muffy. I'm Big Bird. Would you like to play some games with me?
Ow! That's my nose.
Okay. I want you to look at some pictures I've got over here, okay, hon?
Well.
First of all, I want you to tell me some things, all right? I'm going to ask you some questions. You think you can answer them for me? You can sit down if you like. Can you tell me your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. And how about your favorite color?
Red.
Red? And what about your favorite animal? What animal do you like the best?
Sheep.
Sheep. Whoa. How come you like sheep?
Because I like the baa sound I like.
Oh, you like the baa sound.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite food? What do you like to eat the best?
Soup.
What kind of soup?
Noodle soup.
And I think I probably know the answer to the next question. What's your favorite television program?
Sesame Street.
Yeah, that I knew. I remembered that from when I was at your house. Okay, Muffy. I'm going to show you some pictures here, okay? If you could have this necklace or this airplane, which one would you like better? Which do you like better of these two things to play with?
Airplane.
You'd rather play with an airplane? Okay. How about if you could have a dolly or a truck? Which one would you rather play with?
Dolly.
Mm-hmm. And let's say you could play with a telephone or you could play with a teddy bear. Which one would you rather have?
Teddy.
A teddy. Okay. And if you could have a tool set or a tea set, which one would you rather have?
Tool set.
And if you could have this top or the bicycle, which one would you rather play with?
A top.
Okay. Now, you see these four pictures here? Can you show me the kangaroo? Good. Now, see these over here? Show me the arrow. Where's the arrow? Mm-hmm. And how about in this picture? Show me pouring. Where do you see pouring? Right. Good for you. Now, in these pictures on this page, show me baking. Yes. And do you know which one of these is a thermometer? Boy, you know a lot of these words. How about which one of these is a caboose? You know which one? No. Okay. How about which one of these pictures shows polishing? Mm-hmm. And which one of these four pictures shows saluting? Saluting. Do you know?
No.
Okay. And do you know which one of these things is binoculars?
Whoa.
Whoops. Which one of these things is binoculars? Okay? And which one of these things is a funnel? How do you know that? You know that that's a funnel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Which one of these things shows fencing? Did you hurt your chin?
Huh?
No. Which one shows fencing? Can you show me fencing? Okay, let's try another one. Which one of these shows welding? See these girls? They're doing all kinds of things around the car. There's a little girl over here, and there's a little girl here, and there's another little girl over here. Can you show me the girl under the car? Yes. Now, if you look at this picture, there are some more girls in cars. Show me the girls between the cars. Just on this page. See these? This and this. Which are the girls between the cars? That's right. Now, on this page, show me the girl against the car. Mm-hmm. And on this page, show me the girl above the car. Uh-huh. And on this page, show me the girl to the right of the car. Right. Good for you. Now I've got some more pictures. See these two pictures? Show me the girl is pushing the boy. Right you are. And I want you to look at all of these. This one, and this one. All right? And show me which one says the boy and the girl are pulling the wagon. Look at all of them carefully. The boy and the girl are pulling the wagon. Right. And which one of these two pictures shows the mother takes the boy to the doctor? Mm-hmm. Does your mother take you to the doctor?
She used to, but now I go to the dentist.
Oh, good. See these four pictures here? Show me the little dog chases the big man. Did you look at all of them?
Mm-hmm.
The little dog chases the big man. Okay, good for you. And over here, show me which one of these pictures says the mother takes the doctor to the boy. The mother takes the doctor to the boy. Okay. And which one of these shows the boy is being pushed by the girl? Another one here. This is a funny one. Look at all. You can see these four pictures? Okay. Show me which one shows the man who kissed his wife wore an apron. Good for you. That was a hard one, don't you think? Okay. In this picture, can you show me who is cooking? Right. What is cooking? Show me.
I don't know.
What's cooking? Point to it. There. On the next page, I have two pictures that I'm going to show you. One is mouse. Whoops. One is foot, and the other is feet. Okay? Show me feet. Okay. On the the next page I have two pictures. One is mouse and the other is mice. Show me mice. On the next page, the two pictures are goose and geese. Show me geese. Okay. On this page, I've got tooth and teeth. Show me teeth. Okay. And on the next page, I have knife and knives. Show me knives. Which one of these pictures is knives? Good for you. And which one of these pictures, one is leaf and the other one is leaves. Show me leaves. Good. Okay, we're going to put this book away for just a second. And I'm going to give you some blocks. You and some for me. Okay, I'm gonna build a tower, right? I want you to build one just like mine. Can you do that? Whoops. Can you build a tower just like mine? Like that? Is that just like mine? That's it. Okay, now I've got to borrow your blocks for a second, okay? I'm going to line these blocks up here. Okay, you see this row of blocks, and then there's this row of blocks, okay? Does this row have more than this row, or are they both the same? So is this row longer than, is this row have more, or does this row have more, or are they both the same?
This row has more.
Right, and does it have more blocks? Okay. Now, you know how to count, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know how to count. Can you count for me?
Mm-hmm.
Count. One. After 21?
2.
23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. 40. Okay. Now, can you count these blocks for me? Tell me how many blocks are there.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, now how many are there?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, all together. How many are there all together?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good for you. Now, let's see what else I've got in my goodie bag over here. You know what that is? I want you to throw it at me. Okay, do it again. Okay? Do it again. Okay? Okay, see if you can catch it. Whoop! Okay, throw. Catch. Throw. Good. Whoop! Okay, hold your hands out. Hold them closer to your body. There you go. Here it comes. Good. Okay. All right. Can you show me your elbow? Where's your elbow? Right, that's your elbow. How about your knee? Can you show me your knee? Yes, that's your knee. How about your ankle? Where's your ankle? Good for you. And do you know where your wrist is? Right. And how about your knuckles? What is the thing to do if you cut your finger?
Put Band-Aid on.
Right. And what is the thing to do if you lose your best friend's ball?
Try to catch it.
Yeah, what happens if you lose it and you just can't find it? What would you do?
I would ask my mommy and daddy to find it for us.
And what would happen if they couldn't find it?
I wouldn't have a ball if I had two balls.
Oh, okay. Do you know why it gets dark at night?
No, I have to get dark in the middle of the night because I have a Mickey Mouse night light. And it goes on every night and every morning because it's still dark.
That's why it gets dark, because your Mickey Mouse light goes on?
Mm-hmm. That's why it gets dark, so light can go on. Unless it has a turn-on place. It's not too little at all. Mommy plugged in when I was sleeping one night.
Uh-huh. Is that why it gets dark out at night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me, why is a birthday called a birthday?
Because children have to get all the toys.
Children have to get what?
All the big girl toys.
Because children have to get older for big girl toys.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to these pictures here. Tell me what that is.
A kangaroo.
Yes. And what's that?
An elbow.
And what's she doing? And what's she doing?
Baby.
And what's that? What's that?
I don't know.
Don't know? Yep, take a guess. What do you think that could be?
A train.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And what's this man doing to these shoes?
Polish.
Bringing a present?
Maybe.
Do you know what this is, hon?
Flag.
Right, that's a flag. What is she doing?
Putting her hand on a heart.
Right. What are these? Do with them?
Mm-mm.
Look far away.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're called, huh?
No.
Now, get back to these girls here with the car. This is the girl on the car, and this girl is?
Thunder.
Yes. And?
What we saw one time?
What?
We saw a license that had my name on it.
Really? Oh, I think, where, Newton? Was it around where you live?
No, it's a place where we saw a fair, and it had a clown, but there was supposed to be a fire, and there wasn't, so I didn't get a ride on it. But I got some popcorn.
Yeah, and you saw a license with your name on it. I think I've seen that same license. These girls are in front of the cars, and these girls are?
Between.
Yes. And this girl is in the car.
Yeah.
This girl is?
Against the car.
Right. And this girl is under the car. This little girl is? Where?
On the car.
On the car. And this little girl is on the car, right? Mm-hmm. And this little girl is?
Against to it.
This little girl is to the right of the car.
Yeah.
And this little girl is?
Left.
Okay, let's see what else do we have here.
My shoe's untied. Can you tie it?
Sure, I can. Do you have it, you like a double knot so it doesn't untie?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's see, we've just got a few more to do over here. In this picture, the boy is pushing the girl, right? What's happening in this picture?
The girl's pushing the boy.
That's right. In this picture, the boy is pulling the wagon, right?
Yeah.
In this picture,
they're both pulling the wagon.
Who?
The boy and the girl.
Okay. Now let's see, we've got another one here. Down here, the mother takes the doctor to the boy, right?
Why is he in the bed?
I guess he's not feeling well. That's why the mother takes the doctor to the boy, right?
Yeah, but one of my friends is sick in the house, so we brought him a coloring book.
Oh, that was nice of you. What's happening in this picture up here?
The mother brings the boy to the doctor.
Yes, she does. And over here, the big dog chases the little man.
Yeah.
But what happens down here?
The little dog chases the big man.
Yes. And here, the mother takes the boy to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And what happens here?
The mother takes the doctor to the boy.
Yes. Now, you know what this is. This is a horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here there are four
horses.
Right. This funny little animal is called a wag.
Mm-hmm.
And here are two
waggers.
Two what?
Wags.
Yes, right. And this funny little animal over here, he's called a tass. Now there are two
tass.
Right. And this animal is a mouse.
Yeah.
And here you have two
mouse.
Okay. And here you have a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And two what?
Feet.
Yes. And here is one goose.
Yeah.
And two
geese.
Yes. And here is one funny looking tooth. And a whole mouthful of
tea.
Right. And one leaf. And two. And we have one knife. And two. Okay. Now, this is a bell. And it's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, it did the same thing. Yesterday, it
rang.
Right? And this little boy is playing. And yesterday, he did the same thing. So yesterday, he
played with blocks.
He played with blocks. Now, here's a boy who knows how to skate. And he's skating.
I know how to skate too.
You do?
Mm-hmm, but I have to go across the street to do it.
Right. Well, that's not very far. You're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
This boy is skating, and yesterday he did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday he
skate. But how could he skate? Because there was no snow on.
Well, you know, you can go. There are places that you can go to skate. In the when there is no snow out, they're indoors. You don't have to, you know, you can go to an inside skating rink, and they have special ice that they keep cold all the time. It doesn't have to be snowy outdoors. But it's much more fun to skate outdoors, I think. This man knows how to mott, and he is motting right now. Yesterday, he did the same thing. Yesterday, he
mott.
Right. Okay. Now, before, we're finished with all the pictures, but I would like you to do something. I would like you to say exactly what I say, okay? You know, like a parrot. You know what a parrot is? A parrot agrees is exactly what you say. Red. I want you to say
red.
Okay. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
What is the boy doing here? You say that. You say, what is the boy doing here?
What is the boy doing here?
Right. Okay. Now you say this. The girl who sang came to my party. Right. And you say this. The man who kissed his wife wore an apron.
The father kissed the wife with an apron.
Very good. No, I didn't. I did. I did. So maybe it was very quiet. No, I've got it.
Okay.
I have it. Well, that's it. We're all finished here. Did you have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You like your puppet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you could come. It was lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see where Mom and Rachel are and see if Daddy's finished, too. I have to put my shoes on so I don't forget them when I go home.
What happened to Janet?
Mm-hmm.
I love when she said it got dark because her Mickey Mouse light had to go on.
Mm-hmm.